Rabba.
From the London, the reunion of the London Boys Choir. Did you see that?
The London Boys Choir? So it was on Miami and New York Boys Choir. You should be Boys Choir. London?
Do you know any London Boys Choir song? London. You got Salik.
Like, Ali knew.
You're gonna miss that.
Like, just get out of my sight. Came out 30 years ago. London.
I'll tell you later.
London. Miami,
you know London. Okay, do you know Hemes Maneda?
I'm going
to go.
Hemes
Maneda.
Oh, boys. You don't know.
Do you know? Mini Kolach Mibachi.
We're recording.
I don't know if
they're listen, they're big Simcha fives right here. Big Simcha guys.
You don't know?
Simcha?
It's Chaim. They got so flocked. Hello?
Simcha who?
I don't think anyone else knows this.
Simcha Liner?
Oh! Shama Simcha's a good guy. He's one Simcha.
I love
you
Simcha.
You just
Liner.
Cringe at Simcha Liner.
It's Chaim. You know it's Chaim?
It's just noise. It's not music. It's just noise.
Settle.
Rabbi Mirza. It's been a long day, boys. You're 100% right.
Settle.
Mirza. I need to behave myself.
Settle.
Monster.
I was going to say, before I introduce him, I was going to say.
Chevra.
I never sing this one in front of anybody because it's so hard to hit the high note, but we'll try it. I started on a very, very, very low note key, so we should be able to do it.
I'm so Explain that before. There's not a tart. Just explain the niggin. First off, welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back, Rabbi.
This has been a long time coming. Baruch Hashem, Chanukah, Eretz Yisrael. Main thing is that we're here. We celebrate a Simcha. Baruch Hashem. Shvi Zeichet to see Tehila Miriam. God of Tar Lechup Masim Tovim. Lebentor. Shkili Shkip Shushan Firm. As the Shem, and keep one day Yontif.
Amen.
And Shmuzach to dance by the Kaisel soon to all together. Amen. Amen. Tanya, usually Friday nights I don't like going to the Kotel because it's very chaotic. I don't know, it's very chaotic. No, but if you go, the Chiddush, just you go 20 minutes after like everyone else starts, then it's like you're in a, I found a good minion. It's a good zone. Baruch Hashem. So that, if you could just put that nigga again, Veloy, with this Kavana. Right, Yosef can't hold himself back from his brothers, so he sends everybody out of the room, right? Finally, this is the parsha, probably the most dramatic scene in the entire Torah, no?
Well, definitely.
I hope I'm not taking your vort. Rabbi Kimchi is the feature speaker tonight.
That out there.
What?
Yeah. The most dramatic scene in the entire
Torah. No, what else? Give me something
definitely
else.
Definitely one
off.
Matan Torah. Okay. Oh, okay. Dramatic? Dramatic. No, dramatic. Yeah, dramatic. If you look up the word drama, the drama club, and whatever your school
name. Was pretty dramatic.
Well, no,
yeah, but that whole Yaakov's the whole portion.
Yeah, the
tension.
Okay. Top five at least. Top five. Can you give me top five? Top five.
Okay.
You know you have not even not on sports center not top 10. Top five. Yeah, a lot of rabbis. A lot of opinions. A lot of opinions. Okay. We're recording. So far we went for There you go. That's where it comes. So the words are. Yosef, lo yachol Yosef lesapik. Yosef wasn't able to hold back anymore, right? And then he told his brothers, "Ani Yosef arovichai." So Eitan Katz came out with a nigan. What's the nigan called? Lo yachol. Yeah. And somewhere on the newest album. Actually, there's a new album coming out soon. But the album before this, and I actually sent him a text message. Ooh, I'm not friends. I annoy him. I have his number, and he hasn't blocked me on WhatsApp yet. Not yet. So I said. When you wrote this niggun, did you have this Majitzer in mind? The Majitzer Rebbe says, and then he said, yeah. Because the Torah comes from Weimarger, we're both Taminim. I try to be a Tamin. Weimarger, 1 month up there, January 18th. Don't go anywhere.
January 16th.
When that Tuesday, whatever that Tuesday is. The Shabbaton's over Sunday. Disney gets sick on Monday, come Tuesday. Shkoyach, okay? Ever get sick at the Shabbaton. And especially after the flu from this one, I heard. Baruch Shonen, go. So he says, V'lo Yachol. Yeah, you ever got sent from one that I was supposed to go? V'lo yachol, when you feel like you can't go on anymore, or you just want to give up, you just want to throw in the towel. You're playing Hill and B, and you can't, and you're bloodied all over. I heard there was blood everywhere, black and blue. All you want to do, I'm holding. You just want to give up. What does the Torah say? Majlitz says, V'lo yachol, keep on holding tight. Yoch, Yosef lehisapik. Yosef doesn't just mean Yosef. Yosef means to add, to increase. Yosef Lisapik, hold on tight. So I asked him when he wrote this niggin, because the English niggin, the high part of the niggin is don't give up.
I was wondering how that fits together.
It fits together.
Yosef Lisapik.
Yosef Lisapik, hold on tight. Hold on, don't give up. Don't give up.
I get it.
Oh, it's a beautiful tire, yeah?
Brilliant. I never knew that.
So now we're going to sing the niggin. And anytime we feel like we just want to give up, it could be a test, it could be a Hillel and B, or. Donna Klein.
Rabbi Kimchi's test.
Whatever. Hello, Yachol, you want to give up? Yosef Lisapik. Sorry. Anyway,
Just sing the song.
It's four words. It's fine.
Lo yachol.
There we go. Mechaim Mason.
Yo, say.
Sapek, lo yachol, lo yachol.
If you feel like you're lo yachol,
yo yisrael lehisapek, and don't give up.
La 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 la
Shabbos, 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 Shabbos,
I have to go. The Steelers are playing. Go get paid. Oh.
Every two a time, five
and five. Baruch Hashem, 80%. Not payday today?
He's supposed to, but he
said
he's gonna pay on Monday.
Ooh. Then Monday is Tuesday. Sounds like they have to do a little better in the money. Just kidding. Everything should go well, Baruch Hashem. Like to introduce our featured speaker, which is really our every other week speaker. Baruch Hashem, I think it's a different.
I'm all the way from London.
It's all the way from London. He's a London Boys Choir fan.
Clearly.
You guys are Amarats.
And I'm from
I don't know what sport you like.
And I brought Samir Tishal back with me. And Rabbi David has some Nunugunim.
Real music.
David has some Nunugunim for us.
Really not meant for real
Mendel came for 4 seconds.
I'm here.
Mendel's here. Mr. Maccabee.
I have a big A push test. Like.
You think a big test tomorrow or something? So without further ado, the Tata, the Baal Simcha.
I went to the Higgins to study.
Okay, Chevra.
Wow, what a game.
We'll talk about the game. Nobody cares. Salas, whatever his name is. Go ahead.
Caleb Martin.
Okay, no, the other guy.
I've got 1.5 ideas to share with you. I think it's 1.5 ideas. Okay, like this. This is Parsha has a centerpiece. The long-awaited reunion between father and son, between Yaakov and Yosef. There's sometimes you see on YouTube these compilation of
military men.
Yeah, exactly. Military men or women, like coming home and surprising their kids, and like they haven't seen them for like 2 years.
Like a Dolphins game.
What?
Like yeah, these games. Game.
They are. Beyond powerful as a daddy.
I'm a daddy.
No. I'm bawling. When I see these, I'm bawling because I know what it means to be a daddy. And like, I can't imagine, like, whatever. Okay, so take that. And those, they're away for 2 years, a year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever it is. 22 years. Where, and Chazal tell us that Yaakov was not able to be consoled because you know why? Deep down. Yeah, some place in his psyche. He knew that Yosef was still there. Somewhere he couldn't access it. Maybe he wasn't conscious of it, but somewhere deep down, Yosef was still there. And he finds that Yosef is there. The brothers run back and say, "Hey, Yosef's still alive." And says, "Vatachi ruach," you know, Yaakov. Suddenly, he came alive again. He said, "I've got to see him before I die." And we rush him down. And you can imagine the scene. They haven't seen each other for 22 years. Pasuk comes and tells us. Finally, Yaakov and Yosef. Yaakov's an old man. You probably can imagine, like, Yaakov, you know, he had a tough life. Not an easy life.
He looks older than he is.
The Pasuk says that. Yeah, so much so that when Paro meets him, Paro says the weirdest question in the entire Torah. How old are you? Five-year-olds asking how old you are?
Stranger.
He says, how old are you?
You look like I'm too old.
Yeah, yeah. And he says, you know what? Yaakov says, my life has been really rough. Essentially, that's what Yaakov replies. My life has been long and tough. Yaakov did not live an easy life. Think about it. Every single person's trying to love on and trick him and different wives. Switch out the wife and his kids couldn't get on. His kids wanted to kill him, to sell him to slay. Like, it was terrible. He lived it and he lost his child for 22 years. Finally, you can imagine. Just imagine the emotions. Imagine when you see these military videos and hugging and they can't stop hugging. They're crying and crying and crying. And the Pasuk says something very weird. Pasuk says, listen up. Pasuk says, and they hugged. It's Rashi. Ahead of me.
It's Rashi.
What?
It's not in the Pasuk, it's a Rashi.
Oh, no, but the Pasuk says, and he cried.
Who cried?
On his shoulder. Oh, very good. So that's not entirely clear, but it's accepted that Yosef, Chazal say, it says Yosef was on his shoulder and he cried. Yosef was crying. And Chazal pick up and says, what do you mean Yosef was crying? What should it say? They were both crying. No. Mendel, what was happening?
Yaakov,
one of the weirdest. Gabe. One of the most unusual chazals on face value. And that, what was happening? that while Yosef was crying his eyes out for his dad, who for 22 years, Yaakov was saying Shema. Saying Shema? Saying Shema? Really? Saying Shema? Well, Yaakov couldn't have said Shema 10 minutes beforehand. Yaakov can't say Shema 10 minutes after. You can say, what? So it's my Kriya Shema. That's not Shema. Yaakov was saying Shema. He hasn't seen his son for 22 years. 22 years. I can't even say it without getting emotional. My son, 22 years. And he's finally giving his son a hug and he's saying Shema. Saying Shema. So what does this mean? There has to be a deeper meaning here. So what does it mean? Okay, what does it mean? So I've got 1.5 ideas. The first one is the Maharal on this. And I want to speak about that for a minute, and maybe I'll tag along my own thought. So what does the Maharal say? So it doesn't mean he's literally saying Shema. Oh, I've got to say Shema, I've got to say Shema. So is my creation. That doesn't really mean that. He said Tzadikim understand that at the moment of deepest emotional intensity of their lives, they take that emotion and they use that emotion to connect to Hashem. They are aware that real connection to Hashem rides on spirituality, like an evening like this. And they take that moment of emotion and they use that to connect to Hashem. That's what Maharal says. If I can tag onto that, a bit of Musa for us all. And a famous line of the Piyatzetzner Rebbe, in Chovas HaTalmidim. And he says, every single person needs to feel alive emotionally. Every single person needs to. You need to. People want the emotions. You feel alive when you're in love. You feel that you're an amazing experience. You feel emotionally. Sometimes it's into unbelievable music at a concert. You feel like emotionally alive. Every single person needs to feel emotionally alive. And it's your choice. It's your choice what you choose to ride your emotions on. You can get tremendous emotions by watching loud, like, nonsense movies, and like that stirs your emotions because you need that. Yeah? Or you can come to a Leil Shishi and like get in the music and stir your emotions that way. You stir your emotions in positive ways. Okay, but I really wanted to say something else, and I don't think Maharal's saying this, but this is my own idea, tagging along with Maharal. I think what it means that Yaakov was saying Shema. I think what it means. He wasn't literally saying Shema, it's a euphemism. It's a phrase which means he is really connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Echad, really connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then Yaakov shows us that we turn to Hashem not only when we are in the depths of hell, but even when we are on the highest moments of our lives. Oftentimes, too often, we turn to Hashem because we need Him. Hashem, please help me. And then conveniently, when we're suddenly riding high, and there are moments in life of ups and downs, and when you're downs, we turn to Hashem, we're ups, we're like, we love it. We tend to forget Hashem. Right? No, Hashem, it's fine, I'm doing fine right now. It's okay, yeah. Don't need you.
Peace.
Yeah, yeah. No. And I think this Chazal is telling us that Yaakov Avinu mastered the art of turning to Hashem not when he needed him. This is one of the highest moments of his life. This seeing his son, and he's saying, you know what, I'm turning to Hashem and saying, thank you, Hashem, for what you've given me. And there's a very simple but very, very sweet story I heard from Rav Moshe Tarragon about his Rebbe, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. And he said the story went that there was someone in Rav Aaron's family who was very unwell, and they went to the hospital to say to him, that person was having surgery. It was a complex surgery. And the whole family gathered in the hospital, and I was saying to him, and davening and davening and davening. And after a 2-3 hour, whatever, a few hour surgery, the surgeon called the whole family and to tell them good news that Baruch Hashem, the surgery was successful, maybe a tumor was removed, whatever, I don't know exact details. And everyone was so happy, and everyone was like, Sameach, and relieved, and wow, amazing. And they looked around, they couldn't find Rav Aaron. They couldn't find him. Where was he? Where is he? He's like the father of the family. Where is he? Come on, we're celebrating. Where is he? And they went looking for him. And he was back in the room. And he was saying to him. And they said, Daddy, come on. Don't say to him, we're celebrating.
We're celebrating. Come on, it's Baruch Hashem. We got good news. And he's saying, he said to him, "What? We only turn to Hashem when we need him. We only say Tehillim when something's going bad."
Mm.
I'm saying Tehillim out of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you know, guys, life is a roller coaster. If anyone tells you in life, if any of these 7.5 billion people on the planet tell you that life is all just good for them and everything is peachy and everything is easy, they're lying. It's part of the human nature that life is just a roller coaster. There are good times, you enjoy the good times, the bad times, you get through the bad times. And it's human nature, it's so easy, or it's easier to turn to Hashem, when you have a really good davening, when things are really tough and you really need help and you really are struggling and really difficult and no one's turned to Baruch Hashem. And that's definitely valid and 100% do that. But I think there's an avoda in turning to Hashem when things are well, when things are good, when you win the game, when the test is good, when whatever, and translate this into your own life. When things are going well in your life, you turn to Hashem with the same intensity and say, "Thank you very much. Thank you very much." Is your emotional life alive? Do you emotionally connect with Hashem? I think this is one of the meanings of Chazal when they say Yaakov Avinu was saying Shema at this most intense time. He was turning to Hashem, connecting to Hashem. So I said two things. Number one, he at the emotional high point of his life, turned to Hashem. He had connected emotionally to Hashem. And number two, he understood that relationship with Hashem is not only when we need him, but also when things are going well too. Just a short idea. Good Shabbos, boys.
Excellent.
La 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 la
Shabbat. 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 Shabbat.